The VFW's annual summit is really less a meeting than an invasion. The group's conventions are massive, big enough to swamp a smaller city, big enough to be a small city. More than 12,000 attendees are expected here, and they're the kind who vote.
Since I was 18, I have not missed an election.
That's John Stroud, who served as national commander in 2014 and 2015. The traditional veterans groups are struggling to attract younger vets as they lose World War II veterans to age. VFW membership is down from 2.1 million in 1992 to about 1.2 million now. But its clout in Congress and with voters is still huge, and it would be seen as folly for a presidential candidate to turn down the traditional invitation to speak at the convention.
Well, that's a message they don't want to send.
So Hillary Clinton will be here this morning, just days before her nomination by the Democrats, and Donald Trump will come Tuesday, days after his own nomination by the GOP. And like much of the country, many veterans here are underwhelmed by their choices. On paper, at least, this should be a rich vein of Trump voters. Veterans are more likely to vote than those who haven't served, and they're more likely to vote Republican. But it's not a slam dunk for him. Trump avoided service in Vietnam with the help of several draft deferments. And then there was this.
He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Do you agree with that?
That was last summer. Trump was talking about Senator John McCain, who was a prisoner of war in Vietnam for 5 years and who was tortured and kept in solitary confinement. The VFW is strictly nonpartisan, but those comments angered many war veterans. Stroud rebuked Trump publicly, as did the current commander. But Stroud says he's moved past the issue and doesn't hold it against the GOP nominee.
With candidate Trump, it's going to be an evolution, and I think he's evolving.
But members like Ed Hendrickson of Post 4809 in Norfolk, Virginia, haven't forgotten.
I think he engages his mouth before he thinks sometimes.
He's not thrilled about Hillary Clinton either. For one thing, Hendrickson says, there's that email issue. It resonates with the veterans here whose lives sometimes depended on classified material staying secret.
I'm not voting for anybody, I'm voting against somebody. Because either one, I don't see doing a lot of greatness for us.
Veterans here say they want specifics out of the two candidates, especially about how they would reform the problem-plagued VA health care system, and they want it improved, not gutted or fully privatized.
I give the VA hospital 100 plus.
Vietnam veteran John Alexander is here from Post 3337 near New Orleans. He has leukemia, prostate cancer, and heart disease. His wife Lois walks with him as he rolls around the convention in a wheelchair. The VA care they get is terrific, they say, and they would never be able to afford the thousands of dollars a month in medicine the VA gives them. They don't want to hear the candidates propose drastic changes to the VA. He says he's picked a candidate, but won't say which. She says she's waiting to hear exactly how Clinton and Trump would improve things for veterans. Another attendee, Gulf War veteran Jennifer Smith of Lansing, Michigan, wants to hear details she can believe, but doesn't think she will.
I don't expect to hear anything but platitudes, but I'm really hoping for some dynamic possibilities to address veterans' issues. I have low expectations, I have high hopes, but low expectations.
Smith said she'll listen to both candidates with an open mind and those hopes. In Charlotte, I'm Jay Price reporting.